Hello everyone, this is Nurse Kelly with Wanderly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate and you are listening to The Happy Traveler, another awesome episode. Thank you so much for coming back and listening to this podcast. We so appreciate it. We hear all your questions. We want to talk to all of you. We're so thankful that you guys keep coming back and you keep leaving comments for us. It means a lot, and we're trying to deliver and have this be an awesome, entertaining and informative platform for all of our travel healthcare professionals. And today is no different. We have an awesome episode. I'm so excited for this one. We've been waiting a few weeks for him to jump on the podcast because he's been traveling like crazy to these awesome places. So I'm excited, so excited. But today we have Dylan Collier, and he is a traveling physical therapist. And there's so much I'm excited to talk to him about. But Dylan, will you give everybody a brief intro of yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Dylan Collier. I'm a traveling physical therapist. My Hogwarts house is Slytherin. And I've been a physical therapist for 2 years now, graduated in December of 2016, and worked as a permanent employee for about a year, and then finally made the big jump into travel PT, which was my dream for like 4 years. And I've done about three contracts so far. And then, like you said, I've done my dream travel, the one I've been thinking of since I've been in university. Just got back from Southeast Asia, and so I was able to leverage the freedom of being a traveler and take some time off, about 2 months, and then got to do all these travels. So I'm really excited. I'm officially a world traveler now, and plan to continue to keep doing that and keep leveraging the time and the freedom that comes along with this awesome lifestyle that we kind of get handed to us as healthcare practitioners.
Oh my gosh, definitely. And I was following your latest travels in Southeast Asia, like your whole journey. It looked so incredible. I was so jealous. It makes me want to go and plan that trip right now. But and anyone who's listening, you've probably seen Dylan. So I saw you a ton at TravCon. I saw you all over Facebook in groups. So I'm sure that anyone that's listening, when you see him or you see the podcast artwork, you'll absolutely know who he is. But just in case, Dylan, will you just tell us some more about yourself and why you chose to become a physical therapist, kind of how you decided to get into travel, those kinds of things?
Yeah, absolutely. So this is so nice being the one getting asked questions, because I know how hard it is being on the opposite seat and trying to think of, oh, what's the next one that I have to ask. Mm-hmm. But I was one of those strange individuals that knew what I wanted to do at 18. So went and shadowed a friend who was he wasn't a friend at that point, but he ended up becoming a very close friend of mine, and shadowed, and he was doing physical therapy, and I got to see the outpatient world and see how much you could help people, and also kind of joke around and have some humor and make people smile, make people's days, even when they're in pain. And so I really enjoyed that. And so he forwarded me to his school that he went to, which was a freshman entry level doctorate program. And so I jumped right in. 6.5 years later, the guy I first shadowed ends up becoming my employer, because he left a kind of a corporate chain and started his own clinic. And so I got to do that for a year and see a brick and mortar startup life. And so that was super exciting. But my real passion was kind of the cliche Hallmark story of small town boy from Southern Missouri wants to go out and travel the world. My original hometown's about 2,000 people. And just found out through some books that we found from an ancestor of mine who was a seminary priest that my family's been in that same town since the 1840s. So I'm officially the first person to kind of leave and go explore the world. But I was going through a tough time in grad school. There was a time where I was working multiple part-time jobs, couldn't really afford a place to stay. So I was really relying on some great friends that I had to stay on their futon. And every night I'd come back and read a book called Vagabonding by Rolf Potts. And that was the first idea that I had, that you didn't have to be a millionaire to travel the world. And so after that, I was introduced to the idea of travel PT, where you could travel in the U.S. And so that was the first step, was being able to travel around the United States, because at that point, I really hadn't been too much outside of the States. And then I realized, oh, well, if I'm making a little bit extra, then I can put that away and then I can take time off and then go travel the world. And so it was this grand 4-year scheme that kind of fully came to fruition this past year or just recently. And so, I was so excited, and it was everything I absolutely thought it was going to be, plus a little bit more. So very, very happy and very grateful with this opportunity that we have.
Well, what a cool story. First of all, that's so neat. I think we've all kind of had one of those moments too, where you're like eating ramen, sleeping on people's couches, like definitely, wondering what the next step definitely in life is going to be. How many assignments have you taken?
I've taken 3 assignments so far.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you have a favorite?
Ooh, outpatient is what I love. Mm-hmm. And my sassy old ladies, like they are the reason I get out of bed every morning. And so outpatient was good, but I also want to be very versatile. And so I started getting into home health, which was also nice, where you have a little bit more one-on-one time with patients rather than multiple at the same time. With physical therapy, usually outpatient, you're seeing multiple at the same time, unless you get kind of in a hospital-based setting. But with home health, it's always one-on-one. You go visit them in their homes, and they're usually like super thankful and kind of fresh out of the hospital. And so they're really looking forward to the conversations and stuff. And so the personalities you get to meet are great. The documentation, not so much on that end, but there's always something, there's always a caveat.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And I absolutely understand and love the sassy old ladies too. I worked as a CNA before I became a nurse, and oh man, you just have some that you just have to giggle with because they're just so funny. I love it.
Yeah, I eat it up.
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say that has been your biggest struggle or your biggest accomplishment in travel thus far?
I would say, so there's two big, I would say there's two categories of challenges. So you have the professional challenges, and then you also have personal challenges. With professional challenges, you have to be kind of on the ball with everything. You're still in the same contract, but now you're having to find the next contract. And so you have to figure out how you're going to have an interview. Is it going to be on your lunch break? Is it going to be early in the morning? Is it going to be later? Getting all the paperwork in, getting really solid with interview questions, because as a traveler, it's our job to make sure that they're going to be a good fit for us, versus whereas a permanent, usually it's the employer's job to make sure that we're a good fit for them. So in the travel world, you don't get as many questions, so you need to be on the ball with the questions that you ask. And so I would say that's the biggest professional challenge, along with being able to go in and kind of know where your boundaries set ethically and professionally. After that, there's the personal challenges, and I think the personal challenges are tougher because I have 3 nephews at home, and my favorite person in the world is my grandmother. And so growing up is kind of me and my sisters, my parents worked a lot. And so my grandma basically raised us. And so she's been living with us for the past 10 years. And saying goodbye or see you later, it's never goodbyes, to grandma and the 3 nephews. And the nephews don't really understand. And then, you know, there's always that thought in the back of your mind. It's like, oh, I wonder if grandma will still be here when I get back. And so those are the really hard personal challenges, just being away from family and being away from friends. And so I would say those are my two big challenges with the travel world.
Yeah, I think that everybody kind of has those experiences when they're just about to leave. It's either that big nerve of like, oh no, I'm so nervous, I'm so anxious about this, I'm leaving home, or it's like, oh no, am I going to have that support? Am I going to have that community? And then of course you're leaving.
Absolutely.
You're leaving these people that you love, and you're totally right. It's just see you later. But yeah, it is. Sometimes it can be really, really sad for sure. Mm-hmm. And then there's also the worrying about, will you find that support, or will you find a network, or even just other travelers or people to be around in your new spot? And it's tough because you have it where you are, and then you're choosing to leave. Totally.
Yep. Before I left for my first contract, it was so funny because I have come from a very large family, farm family, for my extended family. And they were like, oh, well, you realize when you move away, like you're not going to know anybody in that area, right? It's like, oh, wow. I never thought of that. You are completely correct. I had no idea I was going to have to make new friends in a new place. But, a lot of individuals don't really understand or really crave that sense of adventure, and for whatever reason we caught the bug and now we have to deal with it. But it's just very, very funny. But you're right, when you go to a new place, you make new friends and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden it's like you got a solid group, and then you kind of go on to the next one.
Right. And I think in this industry too, there are so many opportunities for people to find support and community online. I know it's not the same thing as in person, and there are definitely apps and groups and things you can have and use to find support and community somewhere else or in a new travel destination. But there's a lot of people online in the community that are supporting travelers and communicating about where we're going next or who wants to meet up here or, you know, the conferences that everybody can come to. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy. Even in the mix of all the people traveling and doing their own thing and having their own adventures, everyone is still kind of connected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's awkward meeting. First of all, I'm a huge proponent of traveler meetups. Just post in one of those big groups and say, hey, I'm in this area. Who wants to do a meetup? And usually you have about at least three people that are interested. If you're in a popular spot, you get a lot more. But also, yeah, just making friends online. And then all of a sudden you're both going to TravCon, the Travelers Conference, and you meet each other for the first time. And sometimes it's a little bit awkward when you have those first, like, internet meetings and you see them, but you don't know if that's really them. It's like, oh wait, but their name's not right by their picture anymore. So what's their name again? And then they recognize you too. And then you usually hit it off and you're best friends forever.
Absolutely. Well, next year at TravCon, when I see you, I'm not hard to miss. I'm 6'2 and blonde. So you can see me in the big pineapple over everybody else. No, that's funny. Okay, wait, I'm so excited. We have to talk about this next. Tell me about your podcast. Everybody, I obviously love podcasts. So what are you trying to accomplish on social media for new PT travelers or just for travelers in general? And tell, yeah, I just want to hear everything about your podcast. I want the audience to know what I know.
Yeah, so the New Medical Nomads podcast started as a way for me to learn. So I started this podcast before I got into the travel industry. Because I had a lot of questions, and at the time I couldn't really find any good, not that there wasn't any information out there, but I was struggling to find information, out there by travelers. And so my friend just said, hey, and at this time I was driving about an hour one way to my permanent job. And so I really loved podcasts, and I was like, there's no podcasts out there. I did find one, that was really good by, it's called The Truth About Travel Nursing. And so I believe up until I had started that one, that was the only main one that I could find. And my friend was like, oh, well, if there's nothing out there, you just have to do it yourself. And I was like, well, I'm not a traveler yet. Nobody's going to listen to me. And he said, oh, you don't talk about it. You just have people on the show and you ask them questions. And so that's what I've done. I've just found really cool people with positive message and have them on the show and then ask them questions. And so I've gotten to exponentially learn through that ability to have people on the show. And then that's kind of how it started. And so I also had a really good friend, Brandon, who said, oh, you know, I was going to do it every other week. And he said, nope, you're going to do it once a week. And so I've been doing it once a week for a little over a year now. And it's usually long form interviews. They usually last about an hour. And we talk about anywhere between what's an item that you purchased that you really helped you on your travels, what's a book that's really impacted you, what's your favorite travel story, which is my favorite question, and kind of get into the traveler side of things, and then also just more of that nitty-gritty, how to navigate the contract world, how to ask those interview questions, what are things that you have to look out for if you're in the specific side of nursing or if you're in the specific setting for therapy, and anywhere between travel therapists, lab techs, ultrasound or sonographers, anybody with a good story and a positive message is welcome to come on the show.
And don't you just love it?
Absolutely.
I love it. It's so fun. It's like we have all these wonderful things we get to talk about and obviously important messages and things that are important to the industry. And I think that we really do influence change and create a stir and create discussion and conversations that are important. But isn't it just so fun? I love doing it. I love running the podcast. I think it's like one of the most fun things that I get to do at my job, and I get to meet and talk to really cool people.
Yeah, the most surprising benefit has been the amount of people that I've gotten to meet. That's something that I didn't think was or really thought of when I got into it. But I mean, you get to collaborate in such a different way, and you especially when I record, I also do video. And so you're meeting them face to face, and you're spending an hour with this person. You get to know them, and you're hearing about their past and what they're doing now and their goals and their dreams. And you get to know them pretty well. And so you make friends through it. And it's a really cool, really cool thing. And I know we had briefly mentioned this before we started recording, but I am an introvert. And so it's much better when somebody is on the show with me versus me trying to do a monologue. And I remember the first couple episodes And it's like seeing a cute person at a coffee shop where you're like, I kind of want to do it, but I got the nerves. And like, you just hit the button and go.
I totally feel the same way. I get nervous almost every single time, just a little bit, because I don't know. There's just something for sure. I'm a little bit shy, which is crazy for people to understand, but just a little bit about it. Because you just never know how it's going to go. And then you're right, though. By the end of it, it's like you've almost made a new friend, a new connection. And then it's so much easier to reach out the second time or to share it out or to understand maybe even where someone or someone's company, because I interview CEOs too, where they're coming from, like where their mottos come from, their mantras, meeting these recruiters. I mean, it's just so, it's so interesting for sure. Well, speaking of, I was going to ask you how you thought that we could improve this industry as a whole. I mean, I guess, what are some ways that you would like to see this industry change? I know we both have, you know, these podcasts where I think we start doing that just off of the bat by having conversations that other people either may not be having at all or are having kind of more quieter or behind the scenes, and we kind of push them to the forefront. But what are other ways, I guess, that you can see the industry improving and how we can kind of help do that?
So when I think about improving the industry, I kind of go back to my core values. It's always been congruency, kind of staying aligned with your goals and your beliefs and your actions. Communication, I'm a big fan of that. And then also just being an authentic personality. But communication, I think, goes so far. And being able to do that on a traveler, as a traveler. So there's a personal accountability you have to take as a traveler. But also when talking to those who are in contact with the traveler, so whether it's a support team that's answering phone calls, or if it's a recruiter themselves, just being open and being just direct on communication. No type of kind of sales tactics or making people feel uncomfortable or like there's an ulterior motive. Just taking care of the travelers and letting them come first. And then, yeah, just communicating clearly and effectively. And I think the recruiters that I work with are so great. In like, if I do something that the example I have is there was a date that I needed off for a contract, but I didn't know that date until after we had submitted for, the position. And so I let the recruiter know, and he was happy to include those dates, but he came forward and he said, "Hey, by the way, like, this is pretty tough. In the future, we'll need to try and avoid this." And I love that direct communication of letting me know how I can improve myself as a traveler, but then also returning it to him. So if there was ever an issue come up and say, "Hey man, just by the way, if you could do this, I think it'd be so much better." And just being able to grow as a team. And really, I use the term dream team a lot, but when I make relationships, I'm definitely a relationship person. I want to keep them and keep building on that, and so that we can continue to get better. So looking at it as a team, especially in those communication levels, I think would greatly enhance the industry as a whole.
I agree with you. And we hear that a lot. Communication is a super common answer, which I think, at least I hope that anyone then that's listening is really taking that into consideration, because it's honestly across the board. Everybody wants either more honesty, more transparency, or more communication, whether it's the traveler or the recruiter. So I think that that's something to really take note of. I know that for me, that's super important. And I love people so much. I'm always in a good mood. I love talking to people. I love making friendships. I love when collaborations and people come together to work on things when that occurs. How can Wanderly continue to support PT and travelers like yourself? What can I take back to the team to tell them, hey, this is how we can make it better for PT travelers? And then what advice do you have for other PT travelers that might be either looking to do what you do or maybe going on their first assignment?
Absolutely. So PT travelers, if you compare them with nursing travelers, usually nurses who get into travel, it's a young woman like 45 years old who's kind of got her kid out of the house. Now she's got this opportunity for adventure and she wants to go out and start traveling. And so she's, or he has already been practicing for a little bit. And nurses can't really jump in until 2 years anyhow. So they kind of have a footing when they jump in to the travel world. So at least professionally, they feel pretty solid. Even though there's still those butterflies that happen, when you go on that first contract. But for physical therapists, you're able to travel as a new grad. In fact, most PT travelers are new grads. And so there's a lot of fear that goes into it. And we're actually told by our professors not to do it. And so I think that's extremely tough when you're a recruiter talking to a new grad is maybe they don't realize that they're getting kind of pushback from their professors telling them that it's not a good professional decision. They're going to end up in a spot where there's not any support, or they're going to be the only PT, and then something's going to happen and they're putting their license at jeopardy. And so there's a lot of fear going into it. And I would say more so with a new graduate practitioner versus somebody who's been practicing for a little bit. And so specifically for new grad physical therapists, I think offering them ways for them to know, especially those interview questions to ask when they start on the travel gig, to make sure that it's a good fit for a new grad PT. Like if they're going to be the only one at that contract, it's probably not a good fit for them to start out with. And also kind of knowing that as a recruiter, when you're seeing these jobs pop up, what would be a good fit for a new grad as well. For new travelers, that's primarily what my podcast is aimed at. So getting people off the fence and letting them jump and go for it. And I would say, even if you've been dreaming about it for 4 years like me, I still remember getting in the car. I'd packed it. It was sleeting and snowing outside, and I was driving out to California. And I put my hands on the steering wheel and was driving away, and I'm just thinking, what am I doing? I'm leaving my, you know, solid job with my friend. I'm leaving my grandma, my nephews behind. Like, what am I doing? You're still going to have that feeling. You're always going to have that nervousness, especially for the first contract. And that's 100% normal. So just know that going into it, and just dive right in, get off the fence.
Just dive right in. That is a fantastic note to end the podcast on. I love that. Just dive right in. That's great. Well, Dylan, do you have anything else that you want to add, especially where everyone that's listening can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the podcast is called New Medical Nomads Podcast. You can find it on Spotify or iTunes, or if you want to see me and my guests talk in person, you can also go to YouTube. That seems to be pretty popular as well. And so basically wherever you're at, you can find us. And then if you have any questions for me, you can message me on Facebook, or I do have a Facebook group. Just search New Medical Nomads Facebook group. It should pop up, and you can ask me or any of the guests on my show questions there.
Well, there you have it, everyone. Well, thank you, Dylan, so much for coming on this podcast with me. The Happy Traveler is so excited to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much. This has been so fun. And I want to ask my favorite question to you.
Okay, yeah.
This is actually one. So this is my favorite question to ask on the road. What is a book or a few books that have impacted you?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so this is probably like, sorry for the profanity, but it's called You're a Badass. And it is one of my favorite books. It's all about finding that piece of yourself that you know that you have, that worth, that value, that talent, that strength, whatever it is, and really honing it and not letting anybody limit you, not letting anybody tell you what you can or can't do, not letting anybody else who might be uncomfortable or small-minded make you feel like you can't be excited and celebrate what you're good at and celebrate what you love in life. And that is 100% my absolute favorite book. And then I'll be honest with you, this is so funny but this is something people don't really know about me. Books that really kind of change, not my life, that's like so dramatic, but change kind of some things about my day and like just make me really happy are cookbooks. And that probably sounds crazy, but cooking makes me so happy. Baking makes me happy. The Food Channel makes me happy. So I love reading through cookbooks. I love learning more about it. And so from my like self-help book to cookbook, I'm one happy camper.
That's awesome. I'm not much of a cooker myself. I'm still in training, but the book you mentioned is definitely on my list. It's been on my list for a little bit. So maybe I'll just bump it up and start it tomorrow.
Yeah, honestly, it changed the way that I used my tools and my toolkit. We'll just put it that way. I've always been confident. I feel like I know what I want out of life, and I know what I'm good at, and I love what I'm good at, and I love my job. But it just gives you, it makes you take those tools that you already have as a human being, and it just gives you that like oomph, like that swagger back to just go and like kick some ass. Sorry, everybody in the world, because you feel so empowered. So yeah, absolutely. And then you have to let me know what you think about it too.
Oh, definitely. I'll let you know how much my swagger grows by the time
I love this so much. No one's ever asked me a question on this. So that was great. Cool. Well, is there anything else you want to mention?
I would say my favorite book, The Alchemist. It's a staple. It's a story about a young man going off on a travel journey. So if you are on the fence, that's what kind of got me off the fence to go for it when I was kind of hitting this tough time. So that's one of my favorite books. I mentioned Vagabonding by Rolf Potts is also a great one. But so those would be my two ones.
Awesome. Well, everyone can go check you out on Facebook in groups. They can go read those books, listen to the podcast, go find him on YouTube, everybody. That's Dylan Collier, and he is a PT traveler. And Wanderley is so excited to have you on the podcast, Dylan. Thank you again. Everybody, that is another episode of The Happy Traveler, and we will see you next week.